Home Care, this is Sarah. How can I help you?
Hey, Sarah, this is Stephanie at Keystone Birth. Is there anybody in management I can talk to about an issue with one of your caregivers?
Sure. What's going on? What's the patient's name? Okay.
It's Zachary Stuckey, S-T-U-C-K-E-Y.
Okay.
Your caregiver that's clocked in is currently clocked in with another agency caring for a completely separate member.
Oh, my goodness.
And at a completely different address. And so I think your member, the member of your agency and the member of the other agency are involved in some way or have the PIN number.
Okay.
And they clocked in within minutes of each other. So,
okay.
I need to put you on notice that if you have your caregiver just clocked out at 4:07. So I am putting on notice that, one, I've notified the other agency that if you guys choose to pay her, Dominique, that's up to you guys, but every single one of those claims is going to be recoverable because it's overlap, which means services are
not. How many times has this happened?
Oh, it's been happening for quite a while. Let me just look through HHA and see how long.
Yeah, I'm going to pull up that. Hold on 1 second, okay? I'm going to see if my administrator can speak with you.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Okay, he said that nothing has ever come up on the conflict report. Are you saying that moving forward, you're not going to accept any billing from?
No, I'm not saying that. Like, I'm saying if you choose to submit a claim, it's going to be recoverable, first of all. Second of all, I ran a background check on her. And she works a different job where I called and she's working 12-hour shifts. And so this is what I'm sharing with you. If you choose
No, we're not going to pay her, but I just want to know, like, are all of the payments we've sent her thus far going to be recoverable or, like, we won't bill out anymore?
This is what's going to happen is that I'm going to do a Medicaid fraud referral.
Understood.
And
okay.
It's going to be a big, huge issue for her.
Okay.
What I'm saying is I'm putting
we're not going to. Okay. We're taking her off and we'll figure it out. So but you know, like, why it wasn't on the conflict reports through HHA? Are they?
Because
that regularly.
Yeah. HHA should have flagged that. But now that you know it.
Yeah, absolutely. And what was your name?
It's Stephanie, and I'm with the Special Investigations Unit. And I attempted to call the employee who is Dominique.
Dominique.
But, yeah. And So if you guys do get in contact with her, you can tell her I'm making a fraud referral. I attempted to call her. I haven't been able to get in contact with her because the numbers in HHA aren't working.
Okay.
So,
all right. If we hear from her, I will be sure to give her that info and send her your way if she has any questions.
And then I also am going to notify the service coordinator after we get off of the call and let them know, just in case services need to be provided. If you, my advice, if you offer another caregiver something
of
like
course.
That.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I appreciate that. Thank you, Stephanie. Have a good day.
All right. You too. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.